Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, Senior Currency Analyst at MUFG. It's Friday the 15th of March 2024, and joining Lee to pose some questions on the financial market themes for the week ahead is Abdul Ahad Lockhart, Currency Analyst at MUFG. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only.
Hi Lee.
Hi Abdul Ahad.
So what's been the main focus of for the FX market over the past week?
Yeah, certainly over the last week, we've still been trading in tight trading ranges for most major currency pairs. Although we have seen some interest this week in the latest inflation data from the US, where we had, again, further upside surprises from the February US CPI and PPI reports this week. And that has prompted the US rate market to kind of reassess just how quickly and how much the Fed's likely to cut rates this year. Obviously, the next week, we also have the upcoming Fed policy meeting as well. So the market's definitely more wary of the risk that the Fed could be a little bit more hawkish next week. And that has seen US yields jump higher over the past week. And so far, that is providing some more support for the dollar, but it hasn't fully kind of fed through to a more significant strengthening of the dollar this week. The other focus has been more in Japan, where we've had evidence of stronger wage negotiation results, which has given us more confidence that we should see a continuation of stronger wage growth next year in Japan. And for that reason, we're more confident in our view that the BOJ is likely to tighten monetary policy next week.
So there is a busy schedule of G10 central bank updates in the week ahead. How do you expect the policy updates to impact the FX market?
Yeah, that's right. We have, I think, six G10 central banks meeting next week. So it should be the recipe there potentially for a pickup in volatility in the FX market. Like I said, I think the Fed meeting will be a particular focus after the recent run of stronger inflation data. Market's going to be watching very closely the updated policy rate projections and economic forecasts next week. Our view is that we still think at this stage the Fed's more likely to kind of stick to their plans for three rate cuts this year, similar to back in December. Although there is a risk that I think even if just two FOMC participants were to shift their view from three cuts to two, that the median dot could move higher to imply that the Fed is favoring two cuts this year rather than three. So that would be a hawkish risk for the market next week, which could pose some upside risks for the dollar. And then perhaps even more important in terms of the focus for markets next week will be the BOJ's policy meeting. Like I said before, we're more confident now that the BOJ will finally exit their loose policy settings. So we're looking for the BOJ next week to raise interest rates into positive territory, raising the range for the overnight uncollateralized call rate up to 0 to 0.1%, which we think in effect would be a 10 basis point rate hike. We're also looking for the Bank of Japan to also bring an end to their yield curve control policy settings. But we still think they would kind of emphasize that they're not going to completely step away from supporting the JGB market. So reports in the media are suggesting that they could put forward a monthly pace of JGB purchases, potentially around 6 trillion yen per month. That would be roughly equivalent to what they bought in February. So more kind of continuation of the pace of purchases that we've seen recently to try and provide reassurance that this is not them kind of significantly stepping back from supporting the JGB market. The thinking being that that would help to potentially limit the scale of further moves higher in Japanese yields, particularly at the longer end of the curve. So the market is, like I say, is well kind of telegraphed, is kind of well priced for a gradual pace of BOJ tightening going forward. So I think really for the yen to strengthen more significantly from here, the BOJ would have to provide a hawkish surprise next week. So for them to do that, they would probably have to send out more hawkish rate guidance to indicate that they could potentially raise rates more quickly than the market's expecting. We think that's probably unlikely, but at the moment, ourselves in the market are looking for just one more hike from the BOJ in the final quarter of this year, lifting the policy rate up to 0.25%. So I think for the yen to strengthen more notably next week, they'd have to give an indication that they could raise rates beyond that point more quickly. Or perhaps if they remove yield, provide less guidance over the amount of monthly purchases of JGBs going forward. And if there's more flexibility, that could provide more uncertainty over how quickly the BOJ is willing to slow down the pace of JGB purchases. Obviously, a faster pace of slowdown would be viewed more hawkishly by markets and could trigger a bigger move higher in longer-term yields in Japan. So that as well is a potential upside risk for the yen. And Abdullah had a see as well that this week you have been doing some work looking into momentum in the FX market. What are your kind of main findings?
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Yeah, so this week we considered the distribution of short-term FX momentum signals for G10 currencies. And considering performances across a 7-week and 9-week horizon, we identify Aussie dollar, euro dollar, and cable have broken out of their respective upper bound thresholds. While dollar yen has broken out of its lower bound threshold. So we expect the moves to continue in the week ahead.
Great, that's interesting, Abdullah. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe and contact your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights into the global markets research team.